回到了这一个家。
I want to thank our Heavenly Father for His grace to bring me back to this home.
虽然不是常来，我曾经讲过多次，我们每天为你们祷告。
Even though I don't come here frequently, and as I've told you, and I pray for this church every day.
所以每一次回来，我们的心就很兴奋，也很喜乐。
Whenever I come back to this church, I feel excited and joyful.
两个月前，我讲到教会的使命之一，就是弟兄姊妹要彼此相爱，遵照主的命令。
About 2 months ago, I preached on the first mission of the church, that is brotherly love, brothers and sisters should love one another.
那是我们基督徒的真实的教会的生活。
And because the brotherly love is the realization of a Christian life.
如果没有爱，就没有主的教会。
Without love, there is no church of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹之间的彼此相爱是一个最宝贝的见证，叫众人能够认出我们就是他的门徒。
When we love each other, we witness for the Lord, and people will know that the Lord is with us.
那么教会的使命之二，今天要讲到的就是造就门徒。
And today, I want to discuss the second mission of the church, that is disciple making.
我们不但要彼此相爱，照顾自己，也要讲习后进。
We should love each other, taking care of ourselves, but also help build up the others.
两千年来的教会，一代一代的生命的相传，都是因为不断的造就而成的。
In the past 2,000 years of church history, it is all based on the disciple making.
造就门徒这个题目跟牧者的职分有着直接的关系。
Today's topic on disciple making is closely related to the duties of a shepherd.
我们读到了以弗所书四章十一节到十二节，说到他所赐的。就是上帝所赐给我们的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，这是谈到五种牧者的职分。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 through 12, it mentioned the five duties given by God to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, the pastors and teachers.
到底一个牧者要做什么呢？
What should a pastor do?
在十二节很清楚告诉我们，为要成全圣徒，那个成全就是造就。
In verse 12, it clearly points out the duty of a pastor is to equip his people for works of service.
装备完全，一个军人要出去作战。
And to equip the believers, so just as a soldier is trained to fight the battles.
所以要各尽其职，共同建立基督的身体。
So the purpose, the purpose is to equip the people, God's people, for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
一个教会的牧者的使命是非常的严重。
And this is a very solemn mission for a pastor.
有什么样的牧师？就有什么样的门徒。
What kind of a pastor will bring out what kind of disciples?
有什么样的门徒，就有什么样的教会。
And the disciples will design what kind of in the church.
所以要造就一个信徒，成为一个门徒，是一门很重要的学问，也是一条艰辛的路程。
It is a long way and difficult process to transform believers to disciples.
几年前黄师母给我在灵修的时候读了一篇很小的文章，我记得我在每一个教会讲到我都提到，我相信在别院我也提到这件事情，它的题目就是万里长征的第一步。
A few years ago, my wife and I were reading a devotional article. I think I have mentioned this to you before. The title is about is like this, the first step of 10,000 journey.
这一个小 article, 它就告诉我们一个孩子生下来不是完成一切的事，是刚刚开始，只不过是一万里长征的第一步而已。要把一个孩子从婴儿长到成人，是经过非常艰难的教导。
This article points out that as the baby is born, it's not done. It's just the first step. And it's a long process to bring up this baby to a mature person.
主不希望教会都是一群婴孩，都是刚生下来的信徒，而要把这些信徒造就成为门徒，是离我每一个人的责任。
The Lord does not want the church to be made up of many infants, new believers. He wants all the believers will be made into disciples.
在上个世纪六十年代、七十年代，教会的伤亡率是90%，就是因为没有好好的造就，让这些人慢慢的流失，慢慢的死亡。
In last century, in the 70s and in the 60s and 70s, the church growth was negative 90%, like that, because they neglected the task of disciple making.
导致主的教会人容不增长，永远长不大。
Without the disciple making, the church would not grow.
这几十年来我的看见是可喜的，因为教会已经意识到这个造就的重要性。
In recent years, I have seen an encouraging phenomenon because churches have been aware of the importance of making disciples.
我们除了例行的主日崇拜照常举行之外，我们还有周间很多的聚会、查经班、祷告会，各种的操练，都是为了要使我们基督徒的灵命不断的成长。
In addition to the Sunday worship, there are all kinds of gatherings during the week, like prayer meetings, Bible studies, special group meetings. All these have the same purpose to grow Christians.
我们即使这样做。做下去，我们看到教会的成果非常的大。
If we continue such work, we will see the growth of the church.
我今天本来要大家读的圣经是以弗所书第四章十一节到十六节，不过陪同在我们读了前面大部分，那是很好的。那一段经文也宝贝，第四章一节到十节是很重要的一段经文。十一节到十二节是讲到牧者的职分，十三节以后是讲到如何造就门徒，但是十三节的前面三个字是非常非常的重要。
It's very good for us to read chapter 4 from verses 1 through 16. And my preaching will focus on verses 11 to 16. Verses 11 and 12 talks about the duty of pastors, and then the passage talks about how to make disciples, and there's a key word in verse 13.
这三个字就是只等到。
And that keyword is until.
这件事情是一个天大的工程，不是一蹴而成的。
Disciple making is not an instant thing, that takes a long time.
必须要有耐心去等候这个时候的来到。
We must be patient, for the proper time to come.
孩子不是一夜长大的。
Children do not grow up overnight.
罗马也不是一天造成的。
Rome wasn't built in a day.
所以你必须要有耐心，要有爱心，要很忍耐，能够把这个孩子渐渐地养到他长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，那是有一段时间的过程。
We must be very patient and loving to raise up children until the children grow up to the full measure of Jesus Christ.
在往后的四节圣经讲到四个阶段，就是造就门徒的四个进程是非常重要的。
The next four verses mentions about the four stages of a disciple making.
只等什么呢？
Until what?
第十三节说到，要等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
In verse 13, it says, until we all reach unity in the faith.
因为主耶稣在造我们的时候，神在起初创造的时候，是把我们赋予一个自由意志，让我们有自由独立思考的能力，也有追求真理的欲望。
When God created us, He gave us the free will so that we can think independently and have the desire to pursue the truth.
你也许知道，也许不知道，神创造的天地万物当中，只有一样东西是具有真正的可塑性的，就是可以教育的，那个就是人。
Whether you may have known or not, when God created all creatures, there is only one creature like could be molded, could be educated, that is man.
所以中国古人说，日不作不成器，人不学不知义。
The Chinese used to say, without polishing, the jade will not become valuable. Without learning, a person will achieve nothing.
当一个孩子生下来，你就要想尽了方法，用最好的方法来教育他成才，长大成人。
As soon as the baby is born, and the parents start to think about how to educate the baby in the best ways so that he could grow up.
那么基督徒相信神以后，接受主之后，就必须要不断地在教会里生活、成长、学习怎样做一个真正的基督徒。
After receiving the Lord as a Savior, a believer must live a church life to grow up in Christ, to be a genuine Christian.
使徒保罗在罗马书里面讲到，信道是从听道而来。你怎么相信？因为你听过了。听道是听谁呢？听从基督的话而来，听神的话。
Paul mentioned in the book of Romans, our faith is from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. How could we believe? Because we heard the word of God.
当一个慕道友着至信主受洗之后，我们要很快地展开这个造就、这个操练的课程。
After a seeker decides to receive the Lord, a follow-up class of disciple-making should be carried on immediately.
你知道一个人刚信主的时候是他的心最火热的时候，我们打铁要趁热，赶快把它塑造成为一个材料。
We should mold the iron while it is still hot, in the same way, and we should train the new believers to be a disciple immediately, making the most of the best timing when he first believed.
基督的信仰是世界上最好的讲到有生命的一种信仰，没有其他的宗教提到，只有耶稣基督的福音。
Christian faith is the best above all because it is about life, eternal life that no other religions could offer.
所以慧哲也提到了，我还没讲完的，这是一个永远的生命在这个里面。
Yeah, our faith is about our eternal life.
基督的教会是一座培育生命的学校。
The Christian church is actually a school to cultivate life.
这所学校开的课不多，但是有三门重要的功课。
There aren't many courses offered by this special school, but there are three very important courses.
就是十三节里面讲到三件事情。
And these courses are covered in verse 13.
第一件事 要只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
The first thing is this, until we all reach unity in the faith.
我们这上百的人是从世界各地四面八方走进来的。
Hundreds of us came from the different places of the world.
在我们没有认识主之前，我们没有进教会之前，我们每一个人都有各自的主张和意见。
Before we came to the church to know God, we have our own belief systems and assertions.
一百个人有一百个不同的想法，一百个不同的主张。
A hundred persons may have 100 views.
但是当你走进这个门之后，你只有一个主张，只有一个想法。
But after we enter into the church, we have only one belief.
我们要从那个杂乱混起的情况之中走向合一。
We will come into unity through our individual differences.
最后达到圣经一句最宝贝的话，同心合意。
So that we could become one-minded, as mentioned in the Bible.
这是必须经过的一个课程。
This is a required course.
同归于一之后做什么？认识神的儿子，我们得以长大成人。
After we are all united by the one faith, what is next? And that is to know the Son of God so that we can grow mature.
我们不是追求世上的知识和学问，那都被称为是小学。我们来是要追求怎样认识神的儿子这一位伟大的救主。
We are not here to pursue the worldly learnings, which is very limited. We are here to know the knowledge of the Son of God.
这也是一个很重要的课程。
This is the second required course.
在彼得后书第一章五节到八节告诉我们追求认识神的儿子有几个重要的进程。
In 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 through 8, Peter mentioned some important elements about knowing the Son of God.
这一位大渔夫啊，很细心的把这个重要的真理来告诉我们。
Peter the fisherman carefully told us an important truth here.
他说，正因为这个缘故，你们要分外的辛勤，要很努力，分外的殷勤。
And he said, for this very reason, make every effort.
但有信心是不够的。
It's not enough just to have a faith in God.
有了信心，又要加上德行。
Add to your faith, God, goodness.
道德高于一切。
We must have very high moral standards.
有了德行，又要加上知识。
And to goodness, we must add knowledge.
有了知识，又要加上节制，不能任意而为。
And to knowledge, self-control, we could not indulge ourselves.
有了节制，又要加上忍耐。
And to self-control, perseverance.
有了忍耐，又要加上前进。
And to perseverance, godliness.
你知道前进是何等的宝贵，那是像神的生命一样。
What does godliness mean? It is so precious. It means that we possess a life like God.
保罗说，我们操练身体一处尚少，很多人很注意健康哦，每天运动啊，但是唯有进前，有今生或来生的福气。
Paul mentions that if we exercise our body, train our body, our gain is limited. But if we exercise in godliness, we will have gain both in this life and in eternity.
基督徒要每天学习过一个敬虔的生活。
Christians should learn to live a godly life day by day.
有了敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄的心。
And to godliness, we should add brotherly love.
上个礼拜上一次就讲到彼此相爱，那就是爱弟兄，彼此之间的相爱。爱弟兄，光有爱弟兄的心不够，你还要加上爱众人的心，不止你自己的家的爱，把这个爱要推广出去。
After we love each other among the brothers, and beyond the brotherly kindness, we should add to the love for all people.
为什么我们要吃苦、受罪去传福音？是因为我们爱他们的灵魂。
Why should we suffer to share the gospel? The answer is that because we love them.
所以有了你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，到这个时候你认识主了，不至于闲散不结果子了。
For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一个很有逻辑的一段一段的很重要的教训，在圣经里面告诉我们。
This is a very logic teaching in the Bible.
除了我们认识神的儿子得以长大成人之外，第三点就是满有基督长成的圣量。
The third point about what we can learn in church school is that we may grow attending to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
在那一个单元教会的基督如教会的三位一体那个单元里面，我们讲到教会是基督的身体，基督是教会的头，那是一个重要的真理和信息。
In the unit talking about the church and the Trinity God, we know that Christ is the head of the church. The church is the body of Christ. This is a very important truth.
基督徒的行事为人、生活习惯，无论怎样，都要以基督为中心。
Our daily life and deeds should all centered on Christ Jesus.
在任何的事上，基督是我们的榜样。
In everything, Jesus Christ is our example.
在路加福音二章五十节，耶稣在圣殿的时候，路加写了一句很重要的话：耶稣基督的智慧和圣量，五十二节，并人神和人喜悦他的心，下面怎么说呀？都一起增长。
In Luke chapter 2, verses 52, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
好，这个字出来了。五十二节，基督的智慧，基督的身量一起增长，更重要的是神和人所喜悦他的心。神喜悦他是他的灵性，人喜悦是他的爱心，所以我们在这四方面能够效法基督，使这个教会不断的在主里的成长。
We should learn from our perfect example, Jesus Christ, and He is in favor with God because of spirituality, and He is in favor with man because of His love for others.
第二大点就是在第十四节，以弗所书四章十四节。
And now, the second part of today's message is in verse and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14.
增长做什么？使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的话术，被一切异教之风飘摇荡。飘来飘去，随从各样的异端。
What's the purpose of growing up? The purpose is this. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming.
基督耶稣的降生不但是为世人受死，赦免世人的罪。还有一个重要的目的，就是做一个完人的榜样。
the birth of Jesus on this world is not just to die to save us from our sins. Another important purpose is that he can become an example of a perfect man.
一个小孩子跟大人最大的差别就有三件事情。
There are three major differences between children and adults.
小孩子懂得事物很少很少。
Children, they understand little.
他的知识的范围非常的窄，一天天的在长大，但他所了解的是完全不是实在的。
Their knowledge is very limited. What they understand, what they know may not be real.
小孩子没有分辨的能力。
Secondly, the children do not know how to discern.
站在悬崖上，你叫他跳下去，他就跳下去。
They may jump off from a dangerous position.
他不会知道下去就会死亡。
They didn't know that if they jump off, they will die.
小孩子第三个弱点就是他很容易受欺骗。
Thirdly, children are gullible.
大人说什么他就做什么。
And others tell them to do something they usually would do.
所以我们的信心仍然不能像小孩子。
Therefore, our faith could not stay in the status of the mind of children.
使我们能够真正的分辨是非，这是重要的事情。
It is very important for us to discern what is right and wrong.
圣经里面有两段经文讲到小孩子难成大器，保罗。跟希伯来的作者都非常忧心的。
And there are two passages in the Bible that talk about the mind of children.
前一段是哥林多前书三章一节到三节，你知道哥林多的教会的光景。
The first passage is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 through 3.
保罗说，你们从前是吃奶的。不能吃干粮，直到如今你们还是不能，只能把你们当作吃奶的。
Paul told the church in Corinth. He said, you could not eat solid food. You could only take milk, even until now, because you were infants in Christ.
哥林多的教会是保罗建造的。
The church in Corinth was started by Paul.
但是非常伤心讲到哥林多。
However, Paul was disappointed with them.
这个教会里犯了很多的大罪，是平常人都不会犯的。
The believers in the Corinthian church committed a lot of serious sins.
另外一段经文在希伯来书五章十三节到六章一节。
Another passage is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 13 through chapter 6, verse 1.
希伯来的作者说，一个小孩子是没有习练通达，不了解真正的事情的真相。
And the passage mentions that an infant is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
他说凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他们是婴孩。
Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练通达，就能分辨好歹是非。
But solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
所以希伯来的作者劝勉教会，我们要离开基督道理的开端，竭力的进到完全的地步。
Therefore, the author of the book of Hebrews
六章一节
encourage believers. Let us move beyond the elementary teaching about Christ and be taken forward to maturity.
哎呀，所以你们看这节经文多么重要啊！所以我们应该离开基督道理的开端，竭力的进到完全的地步，不是慢慢的走，要努力去奔跑。
This is a very important verse for us to remember. We should move beyond the elementary teaching and take it forward to maturity.
保罗在这一段经文里边，以弗所书第四章最关心的一件事情，他所讲到婴孩大人。就是讲到人对真理的认识不够清楚。
And when Paul mentioned in verse 14, it's about the difference between the grown-ups and children on their knowledge of the truth.
自古以来, 异端邪道在教会中不断地横行无忌。
And throughout history, heresies try to destroy the church.
2000年来的教会的历史被这些异端打得落花流水。
In the past 2,000 years of church history, church suffered a lot of loss because of the attacks from heresies.
我们这一群人呢, 我们信了主是很大的福气, 比如有多少人还在救恩的门外, 我们好好的来做礼拜，这是神给我们特别的恩典。但是，你在一个传福音的教会来敬拜神，是更大的福气。
What a blessing that we could receive our salvation from the Lord. However, it is a bigger blessing that we could gather in a church of pure doctrines to worship God.
你不要人家说什么你就信什么，你必须要有分辨的能力，要了解是与不是。
You do not believe whatever people say. You should have the ability to discern what is right from what is wrong.
这个时代是异端最猖獗的时代。
This is the age of rampant heresies.
我们的教会今天面临四重重大的危机。
Now the church faces four crises.
第一，进化论是魔鬼在这个末世所施行的最狠毒的计谋。
First of all, evolution is a very fierce way Satan used to attack the church.
260年来，自从达尔文发表他的进化论之后，已经使整个的世界变色了。
Since Darwin declared his evolution theory, the whole world had been affected a lot.
虽然他的理论一天一天的滑跌下去，但是对人性的影响直到如今没有消除。
Even though the theory of evolution had been refined and refined, but it could not change human people's minds.
我们中间绝大部分人来自中国大陆，在一个无神论的国家中，我们能够来到美国信了主，这是神很大的福气。14亿人口，他们都不相信有神，在表面上是这样的。
Many of us came from mainland China, from an atheist country. It is a great blessing that we could believe the Lord. And, because we came from the background, most people do not believe in God.
所以进化论的思想毒化人心是无所不用其极的。
The poison of evolution theory has poisoned people's mind to great extent.
第二，我们所面临的危机和挑战，同性恋是那污染对人类的接种灭族的毒剂。
The second crisis the church is facing is the homosexual issue.
你看，现在在美国，教会失守到一个没有退步的地步，只有3%到4%的同性恋的人，他们要打败这96%反对他的人。
Nowadays, it seems that the church is kind of defenseless on the homosexual issue. Only 3 to 4% of people are homosexuals, and they try to defeat the rest of the people.
这个事情不能怪魔鬼，这是怪教会没有守到根本的立场，步步退后。
Church was the church has not been firm enough to defend the truth.
如果一个人公开承认同性恋，他就是公开反对神，公开背叛圣经的教训，这是何等大的罪过！
if a person declares and claims that he is a homosexual, he is openly and defying God, defying the truth in the Bible.
这样的人，你还嫌他做总统吗？
If a person supports a homosexual, will you support such a person to be a president?
但是美国人选了。
However, Americans chose to do so.
你有什么办法？
What could you do?
我觉得主张同性恋的人是，昨天我们跟一位弟兄谈到，恬不知耻。
And it's really blatant and shameless to be a homosexual or support homosexual.
你认为他的罪是多大？超过奸淫的罪，就是同这认为同性恋比奸淫更坏。
Homosexual is a worse thing than adultery.
那还公开的在那儿张扬。
However, it is public.
本来是掩盖的，现在把它打开了。
It was hidden. Now they all come out of the closet.
我做一个基督徒，我做一个圣经的相信者，我千分之千的反对这件事。圣经很清楚的明定，这是一个最险恶的罪。
As a Christian, I believe the truth in the Bible. I am 100% against homosexuals.
这是一个灭种、解族的毒剂啊，比法老王更厉害。
Because the acceptance of homosexuals is actually a very vicious scheme employed by Satan. It would end a human race. It's even worse than what the Pharaoh of Egypt did to the Israelites.
当年法老要杀死以色列的婴儿，仅仅要灭绝以色列族。今天的同性恋者要把自己毁灭掉，因为你都是同性的婚姻，就没有儿女后代，人类就自动的灭亡。这是多么可怕的一个魔鬼的计谋，人还在那里大力的推行，这是何等可怕的现象。
In ancient times, the Pharaoh tried to kill all the infant boys of the Israelites. He was only trying to end the race of Israelites. However, for the homosexuals, because they are of the same sex, they could not produce descendants. That will lead to the end of the human race, and which is a very wicked scheme employed by the Satan.
教会已经退到无路可走。
And the church was retreating.
第三个危机就是教会世俗化越来越加快。
The third crisis of the church is the secularization of the church.
教会本来是一个圣洁的一个团契，但是今天教会走向世俗，比世界人走得更快。
The church is supposed to be a sacred organization. However, the church is walking toward the way of the world.
最明显的是教会的圣约已经变成普通比普通约还要烂的一种应用。
The most obvious thing is shown in the church music. The worship music could become very worldly.
这些年来一年一年的教会的圣约的走下坡。
In the past years, the worship music seemed to be going downward.
你知道那些唱了几百年、几十年的那种宝贝的圣歌呀，都是一些基督徒的最高的灵命的结晶、生命的表现，唱出来感动你，真正感动你的心。我认识一个朋友啊，他没有听到之前，因为圣约感动他的心而得救了。当然他的妻子为他祷告很久，他也是一个很渴慕福音的人，就是因为圣约感动他的心。教会的音乐没有比那个更美的，今天许多人不想来做礼拜，就是因为被那个音乐的打扰，那个所谓赞美敬拜那种行为。
Well, the classic hymns are the ultimate works of the fruit of the spirituality of the past saints. It could be very touching and life-changing. I know a friend, and I have been praying for him for a long time, and this friend heard the beautiful classic hymns, and he was touched, and he accepted the Lord.
我很感谢主，我每次回到皮欧亚来的时候，我们都是拿着国本或者打在荧幕上，我们用那个传统的诗歌，那是给我们激化我们的热情，激化我们的灵性，激化我们的爱心，激化我们对主的尊敬，那是多么美好的音乐，把它丢掉。
I'm very thankful whenever I come to this church when we sing hymns. I saw these hymns are from the hymnal book and they are very good to inspire us to grow in spirituality.
世界上最美的音乐就是圣乐。这个弥赛亚的那一首诗歌，那是世界无敌的宝贝的一首诗歌。
The most beautiful music in the world is the church music, like Messiah, which is so precious and far-reaching and influential.
好像我们现在的圣诞节从来没有听到弥赛亚的诗歌在那儿演唱过。
However, in recent years, we hardly hear any Messiah being sung at Christmas time.
我也知道很多人做礼拜尽量的避免那一段嘈杂的声音，姗姗来迟，只是参加后半部可以听到，前面就丢掉，这是多么可惜，对于传福音是多大的伤害。
I know some people intentionally came to church late to avoid the worship music, which could be really noisy and disturbing. They just came to listen to the message. What a pity for them.
第四个挑战和危机就是追逐财富的心日益的增加。
The fourth crisis the church is facing is the pursuit of wealth.
君子爱财，取之有道。
The Chinese people used to say, gentlemen love riches, but they make money in a due way.
基督徒爱财也有一个标准。
Christians can make money in proper way.
但是我们发现很多从前严格守主日的那些信仰很纯正的那些商人，他们礼拜天是不做工、不赚钱，来敬拜神的。
In the past, many pious Christian businessmen closed their stores on Sunday. They didn't want to make money on Sunday. They just want to separate the Sunday as a day for worship.
现在不一样了。
Things have changed.
很多的主日不开的商店现在打开了。
Many stores used to be closed on Sunday. Now they are open on Sunday.
我们到了芝加哥16年，我们看到有两个很有名的超商，一个是 Watts， 他们是一个基督徒的店，他们除了礼拜天不开门，他们还在他们的 counter 上面，他们的这个服务处的地方，分送这些灵修刊物和这些 daily bread 这些书刊。
I've been living in Chicago for 16 years. Two stores are run by Christians, and one of them is Watts. It's closed on Sunday, and on the counters there are always Christian pamphlets like daily bread available for customers.
前几年我们在来的时候，他们还是没有开。在几年之前，他们打开了，礼拜天照样跟普通的商店一样做生意。
Until a few years ago, they started to do business on Sunday, just like all the other stores.
大概你们很少去的一家店，我跟师母常常去，这个 Audi，
maybe
小小的一个超商，他们的价格比较便宜，他们也是一定守主日不开门的，但是现在大部分都打开。
another store who don't do business on Sunday is Aldi. My wife and I often visited this store. It's a small supermarket, and there are good bargains there. However, and now some of the Aldi stores also open on Sunday.
礼拜天赚那一点钱，就是伤害我们的灵性，伤害我们的生命，值得吗？
Do you know that to love and the money you earn on Sunday could harm our spirituality and life?
我们从前做过统计，真正爱主的人礼拜天不工作，礼拜天不做生意，他六天所赚超过他七天所做的。
There was a survey, it shows that those pious Christians who only work six days a week, not 7 days a week, their earning exceeds those who work for 7 days.
神是永远不亏待人的。
God is gracious to his people. He will not let his people suffer lack.
还有很多人礼拜天不做礼拜去做工，因为可以赚双倍的工资。
Many people choose to work on Sunday instead of going to church so that they could earn more money.
这些都是教会的很大的危机或挑战。
These are the crises a church can face.
为什么有这些事发生呢？
How come it happening this way?
因为心智没有长大，人若是孩子，还容易受魔鬼的欺骗。
Because many Christians do not have a mature mind, they are still like infants. They are easily cheated by Satan.
保罗的心很痛，保罗劝勉哥罗西的教会，在哥罗西书一章二十三节，保罗说。你们要在所信的道上恒心，要有这么大的恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不至于被引诱，失去福音的盼望。
Paul said with a heavy heart in Colossians chapter 1 verse 23, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel.
以弗所书四章十五节第三大点，要用爱心说诚实话，凡事连于软守基督。
The third division of today's message is in verse 15. It talks about speaking the truth in love.
除了我们要追求真理，要明辨是非之外，我们还要彼此归过串善，让大家都能够在真理上能够认识得更清楚，能够认识更加的彼此相爱。
In addition to be able to discern the truth, to pursue the truth, we should encourage each other in love so that we can all grow mature.
眼睛长在人的身上是向外看的，看不见自己。
The eyes on our body are designed to look outside. The eyes cannot see the inside of the person.
所以古人有一句话，闻过则喜。如果有人说我某些地方需要有改进的时候，我们应该很高兴，应该立时更改，因为我们自己不知道自己的过错。
The Chinese saying says, "What a joy to learn about a person's shortcoming." And it is very joyful to hear somebody pointing out your weakness.
如果你真正的有一个很知心的朋友或肢体或弟兄或姊妹，能够常常提醒你的某些地方的差错，我觉得这是一个很大的福气。
It is really a great blessing if you have a true friend who is able to point out your weakness.
我告诉你，黄师母常常提醒我。
Let me tell you, my wife often reminded me of my weaknesses.
我也很乐意的接受，因为这是爱心说诚实话，为着要你做更好一点。
And I'm always very willing to receive the criticism because she spoke the truth in love.
但是最要紧的是动机和态度要千万的小心。
But we should be very careful, in our attitude and motives when we point out other people's weaknesses.
你绝对不会无的放矢，借题发挥，或者逞口舌之快。
You could not say something without evidence or just to have your own way.
那么保罗的这节经文更重要的信息就是要凡事长进，不要停留在那里，要连日软守基督，跟基督之间要密切的联合。
Also in verse 15, there's another important point, and that is we should grow to become in every way respect to the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ.
连入软守基督才是我们生命成长的最根本的问题。如果你不连入基督，你根本没有成长的可能。
The basic requirement to have our life grow is to have our life connected to Christ Jesus. Otherwise, it is impossible to grow.
用用你的头脑，约翰福音十五章讲的什么？
Let's think about what is said in John 15.
那时候讲什么？呀，葡萄树，在你的脑子里面该有一些画面，当一提到哪一张圣经，你知道他想什么？诗篇23篇讲什么我们都知道、所以我们读圣经呢要用些诀窍。
We should use our brains and use some techniques to help us read the Bible when we mention about Psalm 23. Why is the picture in your mind? When we talk about John 15, why is the picture in your mind?
为什么耶稣在约翰十五章讲到 我是葡萄树，我父是栽培人，凡树我不结果子的枝子我就剪掉，结果子我就使它结果子更多，修理干净。这个宝贝的教训就是连入基督的重要的真理。
In John chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful.
在约翰福音十五章是第五节，这节圣经很宝贝。主耶稣说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。凡在我里面的，我也在他里面，这人就必多结果子。因为离了我，你们什么都不能做。”
Also in John 15, verse 5, Jesus said.I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
基督是教会唯一的根基。刚才我们的唱诗有两首是提到这个。在哥罗西书一章十五节到十九节中间告诉我们，那是对基督最高的称赞。在十七节、十八节说，在他的万有之限。万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，所以他是最高的，无可比的，他是我们的元首。
In our hymns, we sing that Jesus is the only foundation of the church. Also in Colossians chapter 1, verses 17 through 18, it says that he is before all things, in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, and so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
什么叫凡事长进，连入软守基督呢？
How can we be connected to the head, that is Jesus Christ?
很简单，就是我们无论在任何事上都要尊他之首位，我们要全心的信靠他，顺服他，跟随他的脚踪心。
In a short word, in everything, we should magnify the Lord. We should focus on the Lord. We should obey the Lord.
因为离开了他，我们什么都不能做。
Because apart from him, we can do nothing.
一个枝子不摆在树上，你还能结果子吗？
Can a branch bear fruit without being connected to the vine?
第四大点，第十六节，全身都靠它联络的合适，白结各按各枝，照着个体的功用，彼此相助。
In verse 16, from him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
弟兄姊妹，朋友们，你知道我们这一群人呢，是神在万人之中把我们拣选出来一个特别特别的族类，跟世人是不同。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, do you know that we are a very special people chosen by God, from all races in the world?
主给了我们一个使命是世人没有的，就是要我们操练好自己，要为万王之王做见证，完成他交付给我们的责任。
The Lord has chosen us for a special purpose that is not found on the people who don't know God. He wants us to discipline ourselves so that we could be used by the King of the Kings.
除了前面说过的追求真理、明辨是非、凡事连人软手之外，这个第四点更加的重要。
In addition to the points we briefly mentioned before, to pursue the truth of the knowledge of truth, to discern the truth, to be connected to Christ Jesus, the last point is the most important.
前面是说到我们的个体，现在是说到全体，那个全体，那个就是全身，就是提到主的教会。
The previous verses refer to the individuals. The last verse refers to the group, the whole body of God.
所以这个身体有三个部分，有头，有身体，还有肢体。
The body could contain three parts, the head and the body and the limbs.
这三个要合一在一起。
All these parts need to be united.
如果头离开了身体，那是个死的，什么都没有。
If a head is separated from the body, it is dead.
我们身体上的四肢百体，各种的器官、各种组织都有不同的功用。
All parts of the body have different kinds of functions.
绝对不能各自为政，你做我的，我做我的，你做你的，我做我的，那就糟糕。
It is impossible for the members of the body to have their own ways disregarding the other parts.
我今天早上听说我们教会有差不多有八位医生呢。那是一个很了不起的教会，有八位医生在。
I heard that in this church there are at least eight doctors. This is quite a phenomenon.
我想医生会告诉我们最简单的道理。
All the doctors could tell us the simplest truth.
一个正常的人生病了，就是里面在打架。
When a person is sick, that means then the inside parts of the body are fighting.
肢体如肢体之间，内脏之间，各种都他们在那争斗。所以一个人就发烧啊，就不舒服啊，就呕头啊，呕吐啊，就头痛啊，就种种问题都来了。
Because of the inner organs are not in harmony in our fighting, then all kinds of symptoms like headache, vomiting could appear.
就是叫做 lost balance, 失去了平衡。
Because the body lost its balance.
所以我们虽然是每一个肢体要尽本分，但是众肢体一起要合作在一起，不能够彼此争斗，而且要互相帮助。
Not only each part of the body should do its duty, not the whole, all the parts should cooperate.
要完全顺服那一位软手基督的统御权和他的指挥权。
All parts of the body should totally obey the sovereignty of the Lord.
我们有一百块、一千块或是一万块拼图，拼一个人体，如果少掉一块就不完全。
If a body is made of a thousand, 10,000 or more pieces of puzzle, we cannot afford losing any one piece of the puzzle.
所以 拼了一个美丽的身体，那是多么漂亮！人体是最美的，我告诉你。
The human body is the most beautiful thing, a wonderful creation by God.
基督的门徒在彼此互相帮助上，也是一门很重要的功课。
It is a very important lesson for Christians to learn to help each other.
我们每个人都当背负自己的重担，就是我们的责任，我们要自己负责。
We should carry, each of us should carry our own load. That is our own duty.
当我们看到有肢体负不起自己的重担担子的时候，就变成重担了。我们就要跟他互相担当了，就跟他分一把过来。
When we see other members of the body could not carry their own loads, that is to say, they have burdens over them. We should help them carry the burdens.
这个就叫做彼此相助。我们如果能够为别人担当重担，加拉太书五章二十第二节就说到，就完全了基督的律法。基督的律法就是爱。
Well, we should help each other. This is what the main point of Galatians chapter 5 verse 21. If we do so to help each other, we complete the law of Jesus, that is love.
所以我们到了讲章的最后的一部分，就是最后两句话，十六节，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And as we come to the conclusion of today's message in the last two sentences in verse 16, so that the body will grow up.
我很喜欢这两句话，这是造就门徒的最圆满的结局，就在这两句话里。
Actually, the conclusion of disciple making is found in verse 16.
这里建议我们建立基督的身体，造就门徒的过程当中，这四个阶段都是栽培、操练、准备之后，我们要各尽本分，但是也要彼此相助，就是分工合作能够达成一体。
In the four stages of disciple making, we prepare, we train ourselves, and all kinds of things, and above all, we should work together to support each other as a body.
当我们每一个肢体都能发挥正常的功能，主的教会自然的成长。
When each member of the body functions as it is supposed to be, as a natural result, the church of the Lord will grow.
我们彼此相爱，和睦同居，能够活出基督的生命在我们当中，众人能够认出我们是基督的门徒，我们就完成这个使命。
When we can live in love, live in harmony, and we can live the true life of Christ, people will know that we belong to God and Christ, God is with us, and then they will know we are the disciples of the Lord.
你会发现你所忙碌的一切都不是为别人，是为了自己，因为在爱中建立自己，你所做的一切都是为自己而做的。所得的利益都是你自己而得的。
Actually, when you are busy working for the good of others, you are not working for others, you are working for yourself because you are building yourself up in love.
让上帝祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
天父，我们感谢，我们赞美你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为这一段话是何等的宝贝。
Because the word you have given us is so precious. 我们要做
一个信徒，从信徒到门徒，要经过这么多的门槛。
We know it's a long process to transform a believer to a disciple.
帮助我们每一个人都成为你自己的门徒，让我们活在世上荣耀你的名。
Help us to become your disciple. Each of us will be your disciple to live a life to glorify you in this world.
祝福这一间你自己所爱的教会。
May you bless this day and this church you have loved so much.
祝福我们中间所有亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Bless all our dear brothers and sisters.
帮助我们彼此同心互相合作，建立基督的身体，能达到完全的地步。
Help us to be of a one mind and reminding you
and that.
We pray and give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢大家。
Thank you.
谢谢魏先生。
下面我们唱回应诗歌，主的爱是我们合一。